KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have partly cloudy skies, 69 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly to mostly sunny today, a high of 94. There is a heat advisory that goes into effect for all counties along and south of Interstate 80 beginning at noon today. For Cass, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties, the heat advisory will be in effect from noon today until 7 p.m. on Tuesday. And for Pottawatomie, Mills, Montgomery, Fremont, and Page counties, a heat advisory in effect from noon today until 9 p.m. on Tuesday. Heat index values will be up to 100 to 108 degrees this afternoon, and then cool only to the 70s and 80s tonight. The heat index, again, especially in far west and southwest Iowa, will be above 105 degrees for Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening. The hot temperatures and high humidity can cause heat illnesses to occur, so be sure and take the appropriate precautions. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Law enforcement officers were on the scene of an incident 10 miles east of Mount Air last night in Ringgold County. Video from the scene showed deputies and police with their guns drawn during a standoff in Kellerton, but it was apparently resolved peacefully. There was no reports of any shots fired. Authorities say they will release additional information later this morning. The Des Moines Police Department is investigating a vehicle crash near I-235. The crash happened Sunday evening at 35th Street and Rollins Avenue. According to police, the man driving was possibly having a medical event when he flew off the interstate and crashed at the intersection. First responders performed CPR on the man and took him to a local hospital. The man's spouse was in the car also, but authorities say she was not hurt. Another vehicle was struck during the incident, but that driver was not hurt. Authorities are continuing to investigate the cause of that crash. A man on a bicycle failed to stop at a controlled intersection Saturday night in Des Moines and was struck by a car. The Iowa State Patrol's 36-year-old Andrew Niebel of Urbandale was traveling north on 82nd Street at around 10:11 p.m. when he crossed the intersection with Hickman Road against the red stoplight. The bicycle was struck by a car that was traveling eastbound on Hickman and driven by 34-year-old Wayne Shea of Des Moines. Niebel was transported by Clive EMS to Methodist Hospital in Des Moines. A report on his condition has not been released. The accident remained under investigation. A motorcycle accident Friday afternoon in western Iowa's Monona County has claimed the life of an Illinois man. The state patrol said 66-year-old Stephen Egan of Joliet, Illinois, died en route to St. Luke's Hospital in Sioux City after the motorcycle he was riding failed to negotiate a curb while on I-29 northbound at mile marker 125, or about 2 miles south of the Sloan. The accident happened around 4:34 p.m. Friday. Authorities say after the cycle missed the curb, it entered the median, and Egan was ejected from his motorcycle. The Des Moines Police Department is investigating a death after a woman's body was found Sunday morning at around 9 a.m. in the 800 block of Southeast 14th Street. They found the body in the parking lot of a business. Authorities say that initial observations show there was no indication of any criminal wrongdoing. Police are continuing to investigate, though, and will provide more information as it becomes available. An eastern Iowa man who distributed a deadly cocktail of opioids will spend more than 15 years in federal prison. 30-year-old Julius Irvin of Dubuque pleaded guilty in March to one count of distribution of a controlled substance near a protected location, resulting in death. Irvin admitted in his plea hearing that he distributed a mixture of heroin and fentanyl to another person in May of 2019. That customer took some of the substance to a local women's shelter where she'd been staying, and she used the substance, overdosed, and was found dead by the shelter staff the next morning. Irvin was being held in the U.S. Marshal's custody until he can be transported to a federal prison. An eastern Iowa official is participating in a trial for a COVID-19 booster shot, and it's the second time she's been a part of such trial. Cedar Rapids City Council member Ashley Van Orney traveled Friday to the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics for the trial for a booster shot manufactured by Pfizer. The trial is expected to last about a year. Van Orney received the first of two Pfizer shots in August of 2020. At the time, she didn't know whether she received the vaccine or a placebo. She also didn't know whether her shot on Friday was a placebo or not. Van Orney said she was recruited for the trial because researchers were looking for a woman who wasn't pregnant. And she said she believes in science. Well, John Deere announced that it has acquired Bear Flag Robotics of California for $250 million. Spokesman for Deere said the four-year-old Bear Flag develops autonomous technology for farm equipment and has been testing its technology on a variety of crops. The Bear Flag deal comes 4 years after Deere bought the robotics company Blue River Technology. The Moline, Illinois-based Deere is Iowa's largest manufacturing employer. Also in the news, the Des Moines metro area has averaged more than 100 stolen vehicles per month this year. Authorities are warning too many drivers make it too easy for thieves to steal even more vehicles. Law enforcement departments, including the Iowa State Patrol, Des Moines Police, West Des Moines Police, Ankeny Police, and Polk County Sheriff's Office, report 765 stolen vehicles from the beginning of the year. Another 796 were burglarized. Officials of the Iowa State Patrol says that with a state fair beginning on Thursday, drivers should remember to always lock their car door and not leave valuables in plain sight. Police say the drivers have given thieves a happy hunting ground by leaving unattended vehicles in parking lots with air conditioners running on extremely hot days, and while they just simply run into a convenience store or leave the keys in the ignition in an unlocked vehicle while it's unattended. Ludwig says that Sergeant Nathan Ludwig that has said that people are just getting lazy. Another common misconception, according to investigators, is that those push-to-start vehicles left running cannot be stolen if a key fob is away, but that's not the case. And the most common targets of thieves in central Iowa include Ford, Chevy, and Dodge trucks. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.